Jensen's lawyer had hoped to bring former Assembly Speaker and current state Supreme Court Justice David Prosser to the stand to point out that legislative leaders have duties above and beyond typical lawmakers. For years, he contends that included running legislative caucuses to raise political funds. Attorney Stephen Meyer says Prosser and former Republican Senate Majority Leader Joseph Stroll would be natural witnesses.
What witness gives a better description of what the duties of the office are than those who inhabit it? That office.
But Judge Stephen Ebert told Meyer there would be no need to hear about the customs of the office, since the duties are spelled out in state law and legislative rules. He also rejected for the second time a request to move the case out of Dane County to another location. Meyer had argued that Madison-based media in particular had unfairly associated Jensen with three other former lawmakers who recently pleaded guilty to misconduct in office. Meyer also claimed that Dane County District Attorney Brian Blanchard had unfairly targeted Jensen because he's a Republican, while ignoring similar fundraising practices of Assembly Democrats. Judge Ebert disagreed.
To find that there was a discriminatory purpose, I'd have to totally ignore the charges against the Democratic legislators and their staff.
Those legislators being former Senators Chuck Kawala and Brian Burke. Other lawmakers charged in the caucus scandal at the Wisconsin Capitol ended up reaching plea deals. Jensen's attorney claims he's going to trial. If he follows through, jury selection is set to begin in less than 3 weeks. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.